I'm Santa Claus. Checking who's naughty and nice, you know. I'm making a list. 7 billion people on my list. I'll hire other people to make the decisions. I'm not going to fucking waste my time doing that. I'll say, Australia, cancel. South Africa, oh, Nick's there. Well, okay, he fucked up, so yeah, you let them go in. I'll just do it by continent. I'll get it done in 5 minutes. I'll do both.
That's how you get to your 20 million max.
What?
That's how you get to your 20 million max.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Boy,
in each continent.
Ian regrets what he said. He doesn't even know what he says during our private sessions. I hypnotized Ian to say these things. Now he's all quiet. Did we say that? We said we. Bob's deciding everything. Can you see how guilty Ion feels right now? Where are you, Ion? Confess up. Uh-oh, what's that sound?
Make a sine wave from another dimension.
Make a sine wave. That's cute. Ah, good. All right. Well,
maybe
who wants to talk to Ion?
Maybe they've heard the aliens trying to communicate something.
Something. Yeah, they tried to sing doo-wop. It's the best they can come up with. A buzz. Okay, well, who would like to... Dimitri, you want to talk to Ion? Want to take the mic?
Yeah, so, I mean, of course.
Give it a go there, Dimitri. See if anybody answers.
Okay. Hey, Ion. You there? Ion, can you tell me about this substance, methylene blue?
You fail. Okay, you're okay. Okay, let's try Sean. If Sean can evoke the oracle.
Hey, Ion. Hi, Bob.
That was a nice voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to ask about a bit about the keys and the A's and what I did with my grandchild.
Don't bother. He ain't going to answer.
What?
Let's humiliate someone else. go ahead, Era. I ain't claimed to like to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, we have an air for, or we have a key for conquering. Is that what we need to use to cross the Jordan River? Hi there, Ion. How are you doing, Ion? Can you talk to us? Was that maybe the little echo that was buzzing, the electric? Is he unmuted, Bob?
Never mind, he ain't talking. Okay.
He's not talking. Is he unmuted, though?
He's unmuted. Yeah. This is hopeless, but we'll ask Skip. Go ahead, Skip. Plead with Ion. Oh, Skip's not even available. Jack, can you plead with Ion?
Bob, I'm here.
Okay, Skip. Okay, plead with Ion. We'll give you 30 seconds.
Hi, Ion. Interesting session, thanks, Bob. It was interesting that Ion said that the Black Plague is going to come from absolutely everything, and so
yes.
No one can possibly avoid exposure.
Right.
No matter what.
Yeah. That's pretty drastic.
Yeah. And also, what was interesting was you said that the whole Earth is going through, the spaceship, but
yeah.
Only the Yarmulke will actually somehow make it through.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to ask me how that happens?
Yeah.
I don't want the details from me. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm not informed. Don't know. No one told me anything. I just found out the equator is not even going to be there.
Yeah, I think Ian said that once before. It was only going to be the 33rd parallel north.
Yeah, I think so. But it's good to have it said again.
Yeah. So you're not going to stay in Australia, Bob?
No. You better move. Better move to Seattle.
Seattle in the U.S. That's above the 33rd radio. We could probably
Far up. It's above the 33rd.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay, so you know what to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Jack, if you can get Ion to speak to you. Or Jermaine. Well, doesn't look good. What do you suggest we do, Bert? Talk about me or?
Look me up, Bob.
Yes,
go on,
Gene.
Gene,
hey, Ion. Ion, are you there? He's not muted, is he, Bob?
No, he's not muted.
All right. Ion, you asked us a few weeks ago to ask you, what's the secret of life? What's the secret of life?
Bob. He could say Bob. The all-purpose answer.
What's the secret of Bob's life?
Well, that looks good. So, is there something important to talk about, or we just listen to music? Well, let's listen to Roxy and a terrible life in Berlin this week. What happened this week? Did you get out of bed, Roxy?
Yes, I
you got out of bed. Very good.
Well, now I do have to get tested. I get tested on Mondays and at the school and Fridays at work.
You hear that, Bert? She has to get tested twice a week just to function in her job.
Oh, wow.
And in the school.
In the school.
And the tests are done there. Like, they have to see that you are doing
the test. The
twice
test
a week or twice a day?
On your,
twice a week.
No, twice a week. Mondays at school, you have to put something in your nose, and then they put that thing in a liquid. And then they put that liquid in another thing, and they see if it gets red, and it has like a mark. It's like you're going to survive.
They're testing for COVID?
Yes.
And they see that you don't really have it. If you have it, what happens?
I suppose you have to go into quarantine. Depends what symptoms you have, or I don't know. But it's really...
That's more extreme than anybody. I don't know, maybe China does something. But in Europe, that's pretty extreme, right? Nobody's doing that.
I don't know.
Right.
But Angela Merkel is really pressing the government to go into a hard lockdown to stop the contagious virus. But most people are like trying to go with their lives, and now... Like, a lot of people doesn't realize that the economy is so very bad.
Yeah.
But a lot of people now have less working hours, and the government is paying their salary, and in some branches like gastronomy and tourism and others, a lot of people are starting to lose their jobs. But Germans, I think, have the idea that if they stop working, the government is going to give them money. Like, that's the system, and they don't even think beyond that, who's paying or what's going on.
They just know the money's going to keep coming.
Yeah, and some people, like people who work at restaurants, now they have very little money, and then they don't get any jobs. They're like starting to worry, and I've seen like crazy people shouting in the streets. Like, I never seen that before.
Yeah.
I've only seen that in New York, but now the other day there was someone saying, Alice is scheisse! So, like, everything is shit.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen that before here.
Yeah, Germans are too composed, right? They don't do that.
Well, I suppose there wasn't that much crazy people, but now a lot of people are having psychological troubles, not only children, also adults.
The total disaster birth.
Yeah. Hey, Roxanne, you have to wear a mask all day?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
But not any masks, the ones they told you, these white ones that are really
horrible. They have to wear a certain mask, Bert.
Really? Not the, what do you have to wear, like the cloth, silk? Is it silk or
No.
Cotton?
No, they have a name. They're white. And they're like thick.
Can't breathe through it, can you? You get all wet in your mouth and nose and everything?
Yes, it's very disgusting.
Ugh.
And also, a lot of people
are... Do they give you more than one?
Problems.
Do they give you more than one so that you can wash them, or you have to use the same one?
No, they're disposable, so that's also causing a lot of pollution.
Damn.
But I get masks from my workplace, and the tests, the COVID test, I get also from my school and from my workplace. So I suppose that's a big business now, that you have to do these things.
Just a little question on the test, not to make you mad or upset you, but do they go way, way back in the nose as it looks on the news? Do they get really way up into your sinuses?
There are different types of tests. Some go way back,
mm-hmm.
and others don't.
Okay.
When I put it, I don't really put it that.
Oh, you get to do it yourself then. Oh, you okay? Good.
Just that part.
Okay.
What's he do? What does she do by herself?
You have like a stab that you have to put inside your nose.
A swab.
Like a swab, yeah. But I don't really put it that deep
okay.
into my nose.
Yeah, because I've seen on the news here, and it looks like they go way up into your brain as far as they stick it up in there. It goes way in there.
Listen, I have, like, very suspicious. What if they put something on those things? I mean...
Well, that's what I would want to say, because I know a conspiracy theorist here in Switzerland, and she told me that they're putting nanobots on the swab that are, supposedly, like little nanoparticles or nanocomputers that they're putting in people's brains, but, someone had to run that past Ion, because, a lot of weird stuff.
Is that we're actually already colonized by aliens, and they're doing this, like, to have a workforce or some type of
slave system
that they are going to merge with chips. Like, have you seen the Elon Musk chips? There are some videos on YouTube.
No, I haven't seen them. No, I heard about them, but I haven't seen them.
Yes, it's not fiction anymore. It's like there for real.
How do you put them inside yourself?
I'm not sure, but it's not that expensive. They explain everything on those videos.
Mm. It goes under your skin.
I think it goes in somewhere in your brain. They did some, like, in these things with some pigs. And they show you whatever Yeah, they're sold in videos.
Well, Cider Somerset, we understand why he's afraid to come in here. He says SpongeBob, Smarty Pants. Then he says that whole part sums up Bob pretty well, and he is potentially going to kill far more than Hitler. A practical journalist.
Yes, like the gym was like scared to see me because I go to school and work, and he works, and he thought I may be contagious, but then some persons got COVID at his workplace, and now he's like, okay, we're going to die anyway.
Oh, he's coming over? He's coming over?
Yes, on Thursday.
Hey, he wouldn't come over. He's given up.
I told him, I give my test on Monday and then on Friday, so.
Right. And Sue gets it. She says, hail Santa Bob. That's right. I go on and create new civilization, Cider. I may destroy the one I did, but I create a new one. I start over again. Try it again. Hail Santa Bob. Sorry to bring me back. Back to you. Back to your miserable life, Roxy. What more is happening?
Yes, I mean, I was also listening to Pierre Jovanovic and the situation in France and the banks.
Well, what could he say now? It's well past Armageddon that he was talking about 3 years ago. But what did he say today?
Well, he was saying that this was coming even before COVID. So it's even worse and faster than what he thought.
He focuses on the banks too much. He's just focusing on one thing constantly for 10 years. Many other things are going to happen. Way worse than no economy.
Well, he concentrates too much on the printing press, on the printing of money.
Yeah.
And he thinks the solution is to go back to gold.
Pretty trivial.
And everybody blames the Americans, like it's a big fraud, the whole banking system and the whole Federal Reserve and the dollars since the 70s when they stopped this, like money was gold.
Mm-hmm.
It has had a value, and they stopped it in the 70s, so he thinks it's all the Americans are to blame.
Well, the day they stopped it, August 15th, 1971, on that day, we had just come back from California, Jordan Sloan, Hawaii, Seattle, and there was a big flood in Dartmouth on that day. And I posted the newspaper article showing it. It was the beginning of Bob's anarchy. Oh, did I hear Ion Burke?
Yes, that was I.
We've been talking all along.
Yeah, sure. Through Bert and me and Roxy. Yes, yeah. You were speaking through them.
Roxy. We like Roxy. She's in a better mood now since she got straightened out.
Yeah, she's finally given up.
Yes, I survived all those weird things.
that I did to you.
All your attacks.
Yeah.
But I still love you. You know I like it, bro.
He's even got the gin to reconsider his fasting from sex. And he's now going to come back. And next Thursday, people, watch the news, see what kind of effects happen. Are you going to say anything, Ion, to anybody? To someone ask you a question?
We'll talk to anybody for a little while. Did Bert get through? Is he happy now?
Yeah, Bert's very happy. He's glad he doesn't live.
I'm good, Ion. I'm good.
You know, the things I find the most interesting about this teaching stuff is that the things they say about the brain, how the brain works and how we learn, and I find that very interesting. But I was reading an article about how speaking is very important for the brain, because through speaking one connects all different parts of the brain and you access your archive. And I was thinking about Bob, that he talks so much, like nobody else in this world talks as much as Bob. And you always said that the goal was to talk right. So what can you tell us about that, how talking affects our hypothalamus and all these things in the brain?
They're connected.
The neurons.
They're connected. Talking and the hypothalamus are connected.
And those outcomes that your body has to go through, stuff you survive.
Response to talking.
Like we create the neuroplasticity of the brain is like the brain is sculpted with our talking through our lives. That's why we need this contact. And how does this talking with you affect us? Like at that neural level of the neurons.
Now that's above Ian's pay grade. He doesn't understand that question. Too complicated.
Well, because you always say we have to talk to Ian.
What was the question? Okay.
Question.
You always say we have to talk to Ian. So is there an effect on the connections of our brain when we talk to you, or what it is so important that you say we have to communicate?
It activates. It separates your words from your deeds. See, this is as it was to be. So your words are powerful because they create, but you have to apply those words or you get lost in the translation. You just become a hearer of the words, not become real. The power doesn't flow. You witness the power. The white power will burn down your house, but it doesn't help you out of a mess. So you have to practice and apply it personally.
By just talking? How do you do meaningful talking? As opposed to blabbing, or is blabbing okay?
Ask us questions where we don't have to bitch slap you every single time. Engage and be topically appropriate for the topics of the show, of what's going on. Hang around long enough that you know what's up, so that you don't start off the conversation when you've already got us jacked off in a bad mood. Ian, can you tell me who my soulmate's going to be? Yeah, it's not going to go good.
You were saying talking connects everything. Is that what you said?
Talking to non-physical, yes.
Connects everything in yourself.
In their self, yes.
But is it, like, I think eating and communication, like talking, hearing, it's a way, like what Bob was saying, we have to absorb everything. It's a way of absorbing information, like this pattern recognition and connecting takes place through this dialogue.
Make that a question.
She almost did. We hold a light up
to a way to absorb.
Don't count.
Because you say talking right is so important. And you say ascension is absorption, so.
Can I ask that?
What's the role of talking in the absorption?
What'd you say, Ian?
It connects.
In the way Nick wants to connect everything?
Yeah, it'll help him, and he's doing really good. He's just overwhelmed because he did it too quick. He forced. Remember when we were talking about forcing things, that you said things in motion that you can't undo? This is an example of that.
Mm.
And no problem, because he's going to over, He's going to overcome it.
Well, the Greeks thought that the rhapsode was like the connector, like he was making like a chain with the audience.
Who
with
said
the
that?
Ideas?
Yeah.
The rhapsode. That's like
Rhapsody. Greek. That's Rhapsody. Rhapsody in blue.
The rhapsodes tried to do that, you're saying?
Yeah, but like they, as poets and as speakers, they
yeah.
would connect the people to the higher through ideas, through this.
So that's what Ion does. Ion's a rhapsode.
Well, yes, like he's connecting us with the non-physical somehow.
Through speaking, through the word, through the spoken word, speaking word. It's a rhapsody in blue.
And then when we do the airs and the keys, we are like the rhapsody that
mm-hmm.
we connect ourselves.
We would like to say yes, but not every time.
Why not?
They prefer to stay, not go.
But since the beginning, I mean, just the fact that you are communicating with words and not like telepathically, or maybe you do that too, but why is it that it has to become a frequency, like words? In
because
the
frequency, that like lets you know you have to go to the bathroom, the baños, the thing that lets you know that is the same thing as an extension of a feeling process. Otherwise, you can't make it in time. Gives you a chance to catch up. So it becomes an equalizer, which makes both sides equal, which means that they don't have the upper hand in thought, word, and deed, and you don't have power to chop their head off just because they answer something insipidly.
And so what will be the difference between a normal language words and the type of language in the airs and the keys?
Oh, that's easy. Roasted sugar beets. Roasted sugar beets.
Is the difference.
Yep.
In which way?
The way that from the middle, you know where the chicken is in the dish? It's right by the chicken.
So what I find interesting in language is that there is like some musicality in the rhythm and the intonation, the frequencies, the altitude, the volume.
Uh huh.
So it's like a melody to speak. It's like.
That's good.
That's good.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Sorry about all the phone shit, but we did tell you.
I don't know what you want. You know, I live in this fucking world with this situation. I have to somehow keep on surviving. I do what I can.
Us too. Us too, honey. Us too.
Mm-hmm. Roxy speaks for all of us.
Like, last time I was in the university, I just talk until I just fainted. I don't even remember. I fell asleep.
Who were you? Oh, you mean on Wednesday? On Wednesday.
Yes.
In our fuck you university. You talked till you fainted. Yes, we didn't hear you say goodbye. And you were talking with a communist, which you used to argue with in your classes with back in the 90s.
Yes, I don't see the point of talking about Bolshevism, socialism, communism. Like, there is no economic system anymore.
Right. Is this how the world was supposed to end, Ion, according to Revelation?
Almost. This one version is obscured just a little bit, Bob, but we're hoping it's going to clean itself up. We're going to kind of bumping it a little, but we can't get too far, because what happens is we start other tongues wagging, and we undo it all. And we have to start all over, and you get to do this fuck again. You're pretty tired of it by now.
How's, what'd you say? They just ended up fucking your gin?
No, you have to do it again. No. Well, that's a nice thing to say. But no, we said you, Bob, would have to do all this over yet again.
Oh, you didn't
you,
say
Bob,
gin.
You, have to start all over. You
yeah.
Again.
What kind of mood tonight at the Health and Freedom Convention? After two nights, how are they doing?
They're optimistically cautious.
Did Mike Lindell reveal new data, new patterns?
He did. He did.
Did it impress anybody?
Not yet. He had a bad bout with crack.
A bad what? A bout with the crowd?
Bout with crack.
Oh, he was on crack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that why he's so over-exaggerated with his gestures?
He's overcompensating for everything.
Yeah. He's on crack. So Sydney speaks tomorrow, Sunday?
That's today, yes.
Yeah, today. She hasn't spoken yet.
No, not just yet.
Will she reveal stuff that's going to be in her court this week, or she can't do that?
Ion,
what about the answer? What about the answer? Will she reveal stuff that will be in court or not?
I was watching some videos about California, who everybody's leaving.
Is that right? Did you hear that? Intimate? Did you hear the words?
No.
You will intimate. Well, God darn, get a better phone. You need to buy a phone. You got to give money all over the sun.
Nobody heard it. You didn't say it.
You can buy something. She will, okay. Sidney Powell will Sidney Powell will intimate her positions without spilling her court case.
Right.
She'll give directions about it, but she won't give it away.
Does she go to court every day this past week or two?
Not every single day. They had delays, and they had this, and they had that. So, yeah, you know, it drags out pretty easy. They adjourn early, or they'll meet. And then somebody will have a little bust out, and then they got to say something else, and then they'll hear the motions. They're in my chambers right now. And
has she revealed?
It's pretty much the bully. It's the bully, pretty much the bully pulpit sometimes.
Against Sydney. They're bullying her.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's supposed to be scared, but she ain't scared. She's like, fuck you, I built this city. You don't listen to me. I sit here for the rest of your life.
And she's got more and more documents. Do the documents intimidate? Do they shock everybody?
And she doesn't just blow her wad, Bob. She lures you in. She's like Roxy. She tries to get the best of you before she sucks the juice out of your head.
That's good. So she lures them in, and then she springs a document on them that they didn't suspect.
Well, no, you have to present it to the other side first, but she'll do it 30 minutes before she drops it on them. Like a bell.
Oh, wow.
Your Honor, I just received this document. She said, well, I just got it off my bed table, so I don't know.
I just got it from Ion. And so she's got a lot of documents that she could do that with.
Dude.
Sounds neat, eh, Bert? What's the number of people in the court? How many people can sit in there? Is there lineups 2 days ahead of time?
No, it's not like that. They don't do audiences, but they are recording everything. So you'll get to see it, about
wow.
it. But they don't want too much of that out there. You know why? Because, oh, God, it's a mess.
Why? Did he just say, Bert, it was a mess in court?
Yes. Yes.
It's a mess.
He said it's a mess.
Bert, he's going to have to fix his phone. He's going to have to fix that phone. You're going to jump on everybody else and grind into a fine battery. You need to get that. You need to get you an orthoscope and scoop that shit out of your ears. You got it all stopped up with crap.
So why no audience? It just would be too many people, or... How do they rule that?
Too much of a... It's because it's a huge COVID risk. The more people that are involved
the COVID
and are necessary, then that's a problem, Spanky.
So normally there would be an audience without COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'd pack it so that they'd have to do it in front of a big live audience. Then they'd be embarrassed, and then it's a problem, and then they don't know, and then yada, 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 yada.
So are there a lot of people outside the court, or are there rules you can't even go in the building?
Yeah, normally the people that have business in the court get to go.
Right. So are there a crowd outside in the streets?
Nah, they don't do all that. Who cares? Nobody cares about that.
Nobody cares.
They don't care. They're busy. Now, they don't care about that. They don't give a shit about that. But, oh, my God, DMZ, ZDM, DMZ, He's going to be in the center. He's going to be in the Javits Center, and there's 200,000 going to show up for the wake.
For the wake of what?
The rapper.
Oh, DMZ.
DMX.
QRS.
DMX.
DMX. XIVUTDZ. Yeah, that one.
Okay, why are you bringing them up? That's what people are interested in, not Sydney.
They're more interested in that than societal woes that can't seem to get solved.
Do you see, Bert, how the human deserves to be wiped out?
Yeah. They're following the old cliches, human cliches of loss. I mean, the guy killed himself basically because he had a heart attack from a drug overdose.
You know, basically humans live for love and sex. That's all it is, right? So you go to a party, a club, a fucking stadium to connect. It's all people live for, the human. All revolves around that.
Waters wants them. Wants BLM to get more confrontational. She's stirring it up. This is
really
beautiful. Oh yeah, that's what we were talking about last night when she was at the Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Minnesota, don't you know? She was up there raising hell with her wig on. It wasn't straight. woman, she's got more hair on her ass than she does on her head.
Shit. She wears a wig, huh, Ion? That's just something I didn't never really pay attention to. She wears a wig.
Shit.
Huh?
Come on. You're being really, really nice. You're being really nice.
Yeah. Now, I don't really pay attention to her, but now that you bring it out, yeah, I could see her with a really like a small short-haired afro under that wig.
Shit. She is, let me tell you what, she got Asian. That's an Asian woman's hair. That's an Asian woman gave up that hair. she could do it like the fine, upstanding Sheila Jackson Lee and just wrap it up in a do-rag. Get a nice do-rag and wrap it up real good because my people have suffered enough. They've suffered enough. They have suffered enough. So that was fun. So, Bert, are you gonna tell them about all your bullshit and your travel and what fun it is? Are you gonna hold that to your belt?
I finally came back, Ian.
We had to come get you. We had to come
Friday night.
And you still wouldn't come. We had to come get you and you still wouldn't give it up. We're like, God damn,
but
come on now, you gotta go. Come on, you gotta go. I know it's better there than here, but who knows?
Ian, does it mean that I've been away for a couple months? Because it felt really different.
Time doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, shit.
Are you feeling lighter, Bert?
Well, it was just a really, lighter. I'm still the Chinese Jello, Nick, but, just the I just felt really...
That Chinese Jello is hard as trigonometry.
Yeah. But no, I just felt, comfortable. Really, really comfortable. Mm-hmm. Felt really, unbelievably comfortable. I'm like, damn, I've been somewhere else. But it's really weird because I don't go too much outside of my house. So this is all taking place in my... world, my house.
And,
the Ion, okay.
And as sweet as it is, you're still, you, Bert, are still not completely satisfied. As fun as it is, it's still not quite there. As good as it is, it's like, okay, I'm right there, but you just can't quite nut. Yep.
Yeah.
Good to build endurance, baby, but you gotta blow somehow. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm working on that. But
so,
Ion, now
we've the distance. That's the distance. Now that's also the show up on your meat sack body, how you're gaining more strength and tactility.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's something else, Ion, now that we're focusing on me. It was interesting to hear in that, huh?
We
say
like
again?
That.
Big, yeah. Hey Ion,
we like that.
I'm glad you brought this up because it's a segue. We said in the private session that ascension is absorbing everything. I kind of get that because I'm having weird stuff coming out of my nose in the last 2 weeks.
Yep. Me know.
Really weird. Bloody, like, I haven't had a bloody nose in a long time.
Since you used to whoop the... Since you used to whoop them little white boys in your taekwondo.
No, I never, now I don't take taekwondo, and no, I've never had martial arts. It's been football. I got hit in the nose of forearm on national TV, and damn near, I thought my nose was broken, but I just had a bloody nose. But no, that's the only bloody nose I ever had. But anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, this environment is changing.
Little dude didn't live afterwards. That's the problem with it. Now you fight. Now let's fight. You and tie up. Let's go.
Fighting is always my last position.
Yes, but it's the one that you treasure more dearly than all others. Because your philosophy is very simple. Come on, big boy. Near you one finna get a ass whooping. I don't know which one, but one of us finna get one.
That's fucked up, Ian. It's true, but it's fucked up that you're putting my shit out there like that, man. But it's always the last choice, Ion.
Somebody's got to, you pious motherfucker. You think your shit don't stink? Okay, that's fine.
No, I don't. I resign. Ion, I am not even close to that. I am not pious. I am a very...
I know. We're trying to keep it that way. And we're trying to keep it that way. Because the places you're going and the things that you're doing, you can't physically do. So it takes it to another conversation. So piety is a transactional compensation. You know about the dispensational movement? Since you know everything. You know about the dispensational movement? Tell us if you do. Explain it.
No, I don't.
You got some explaining. All right, you can find out about that while you're out goofing off.
Dispensation.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah, Bert. It's Bob.
What do you think of my host?
It's nice.
Yeah, you come and spying on me all the time. I see you.
Yeah.
And but Bob, I can see your house a long time ago. If I'm visiting, it's because I've been staking it out for a while.
I know
see your house alone.
Bert, tell him how stupid it is to have a fucking car in the goddamn dining room. That is not how that's supposed to go.
What do you think of my library, Bert?
That's wonderful.
Which one? He's got them.
Yeah, I got two. Do you go look at the other house, Bert? Houses. Do you look at the other
house?
They
go buy extra houses. They went. They Carolyn paid instead of charging somebody a lot of money to stay in your million-plus-dollar house. Carolyn pays people to go live in her other house, so she'll have somebody to talk to sometimes. Is what he said.
Okay, but for the record, Ian, I did not see a car in their room. That's some. I must have some type of mental block when I'm doing this because I can't see that.
Well, you thought it was ghastly in the moment, but. You know, like, why don't you have a table in the dining room? Why ain't got a car?
Did you see
like,
the other house, Bert?
No, the main house, not the other house. Yeah. I see your main house.
Yeah.
And surroundings.
Yeah. Well, they're shockingly the same.
Yeah, they're pretty well the same.
Okay.
But we have a better.
So I am a question.
You like my view, Bert?
Bob, it's paradise.
Yep.
He's got the best view in the whole wide world, and he put Sheila's painting in front of the window so you can't even see through it. Got wall to wall. He's just hanging that damn thing everywhere. And he got the damn painting blocking the picture at the $2.3 billion view.
Ian, now that we're on this subject, question. Is that what I'm going through? Is that a hydrogen anomaly? Because I have a tendency to come back and drink water and then drink water and then go.
Stop. Just yes. Don't worry about it. Just yes. You don't even know what you're talking about, so it's okay. Yes is the answer.
I know I don't know what it is. That's why I'm asking.
I know. And we don't want to get into that. We want to just say yes and hope you accept it as that. But you probably won't.
It's not hydrogen. It's not a hydrogen anomaly, or yes, it is, but it's more to it.
You ain't taking regular no more. You ain't taking unleaded. You're now calling for high test, and nothing giving you high test because the more you drink, the thirstier you become.
Yeah. I mean, I can literally, if I tip it, I can drink a liter and a half straight with, you know, gluck, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And which world was Bert in?
We can't say. He don't like us putting his shit out there.
Ian, it's not like I would know if you said, like, world, you know, 87.
But Bert is a very private person, and goddamn it, somebody is going to give regard to his position, however transitioned.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Ian. Thank you for that. Thanks.
That's good. That's the reason we were asking you if you were through, because we knew you weren't through. And you're being all sheepish to you run us off earlier again.
I ran you off? Ian, I asked questions you didn't answer. And I was okay.
I back up.
I know. I back up.
Took all the air out of the room.
Yeah. I know.
It's all right. It's good because it built a beacon kind of thing. But see, y'all don't know what you're doing. Number one. Number two, you don't know what you're fucking with.
That's why we show up every week.
Yeah, that's right. But you're trying to use Bob as your gauge. You cannot use Bob as your gauge. Whatever Bob's doing, do the opposite. Whatever Bob's doing. If Bob's doing something,
but that's what makes this unique.
Be a lot closer.
That's what makes this unique, Ion.
Yeah. It would be Bob is the worst fucking cult leader that's ever been a cult leader ever. He can't do it. And that can't happen. That's true. Protecting advantage. Everybody that's valuable, he runs them all. Get out. You don't have to be here. Why are you here? Get away from here. Don't talk to me. Don't you touch me. You get the fuck out of here. I don't know who you people are. Who goes out and works magic. He puts black magic behind their back. He'll work, man. He'll say, blow up their computer. Blow up their house. Kill their mother. Make them hurt. Make them pain. Make them feel the pain. And we go, Bob, if we do that, then you might kick back on it. Well, you'll clean it up. I'm not going to have any pain. It'll be you, not me. Don't worry about it. But just go ahead and take care of it. Make sure. Blow up their internet. You can do that. We're like, God damn, really? Is it going to go like that? And we go, all right, let's go. And then you don't hear from those people much after that.
But that's what makes this unique, Ion, because, Bob is just teaching us to be on our own.
The least powerful of all seems to be controlling the masses. The least powerful is controlling the masses. Yep. So, just saying. And then you got Roxy, who don't want to do nothing except fuck a gin that won't fuck her no more.
He's calling Thursday.
Thursday. You're going to tell him, hey, why don't you tell him you got the vaccine? He'll lay with you. He'll lay with you if you just tell him you got the vaccine. You don't got to take it. Just tell him you got it. That'd be good. You get to that piece of paper saying that you got it. Matter of fact, just get on there. Get on the internet and print you out a little piece of paper, a little page. Print you a little page that says, I have been stuck. I've been stuck like Chuck. I'm stuck. And then that'd be enough if you can do that. That'd be good.
On a quickie. What do you think of Raven Quick?
We like quickies, but see, the problem with quickies is they don't last very long.
Raven Coin. Patrick Byrne brought it up in his session.
What is it?
It's a coin, a cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we talked about the doggy coin.
Ryan, he seems a little blurry in his speech. He's a lazy thinker.
Yeah, it's that draconian speech.
Yeah.
Not me. That's Patrick Byrne.
That's why he gets seduced by the Russian.
Listen to you. That is so rude. Bob's referring to Patrick Byrne. He's lazy in his speech.
He ain't the only one. He ain't the only one. Most people got decided that, okay, let's go talk to Bob or let's go talk to nonsense. And so they go by the convenience store and pick up $9 worth of marbles and put them in their mouth. And then they go, my marbles are feeding you? Okay. So then they get cotton balls and put with the marbles in their mouth. And then they're all, and like, and they repeat that again. And they go, and you're like, well, I didn't understand you both times, but we're good. So, print slowly, that's all we can tell you to do. For sure. You gotta see what you can see. You see? From sea to shining sea. They're kinda like red lobster, they see food differently.
But he, because of his lazy, sloppy talking, he gets seduced by the Russian lady.
Well, you survived that anyway, so it's okay.
You survived it?
I do.
You survived it.
What did he say, Bert? I survived it?
He said few survived it.
Oh, my God. Damn. Get a phone. Get a phone.
There's marbles. It says marbles in your mouth. It says marbles. Bob, he said few survived that with the Russian, what the guy went through with the Russian.
I survived it.
No,
you,
said,
you.
You survived.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Bob to have an affair with a nice red-headed woman, but Carolyn ain't with it.
Yep. I'm auditioning that, all that, kinds of people.
That Sharon Osbourne with her red, black hair. That's pretty hot. It's got a little bit saucy, and it's straight. His Dark Lord and Master Satan, Mr. Crowley, Ozzy's transitional repose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like a little bit nasty, a little bit fun, a little bit red, a little saucy, a little, we don't know, but maybe it's too much.
Oh, yeah, I
much.
See her. She looks nice. Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah, red hair.
Yeah, yeah, with her. Well, no, it's black hair, but it's got a little touch of tinge of red.
Yeah,
it's not like a strawberry blonde. It's like pigeon blood red. Yeah, it's nice red. Mm-hmm. She does good for an old hag, Bob.
Yeah. Sharon Osbourne exits the talk after allegations of misconduct and racist something. Remark.
Mm-hmm. She got up there all proper and all exact, and she says, I have not said nigga. I have not said nigga. I don't know why they say I say nigga. I don't say nigga. But if I said nigga, I would say it, but I didn't say that. So you can't get after me, so niggas don't apply to this conversation. And I was talking to niggas when I said it. So there, what you gonna do now? It was quite refreshing. But at a certain point, people are gonna be set enough that they can overcome or outgo this quote-unquote cancel culture, because after a little while, they're gonna run out of steam. And they pretty much are, and then as sure as we say that, they wrap it up again and go at it again, and they storm the Bastillion again. So we're just going to play it out and see what happens. We're going to see what.
Yeah, you predicting there'll be another raid on something?
They are already lining up for these court cases on these 99 people that got killed by the police. They already line up. They cancel the schools. They've got people off the street. Maxine Waters up there got her baton. She gonna whoop her a nigga. She wants them to get confrontational. A confrontation if you see Jocelyn Sue. Tear they shit up. Yeah, that's you gonna show them. You whitey, you don't run nothing. We gonna show you. So there's hoops, there's no.
What's all that,
oh my
noise?
God. They're dropping their marbles, Bob. They're dropping their marbles out of their mouth into the basement. Oh, no, that's Roxy cooking. That's just Roxy cooking.
No. I'm not cooking.
That's funny. Skip, whooping them kids again. That's what it is. Can you hear them squinting?
It's Ara fucking the pigs. It's Ara fucking the pigs.
Oh, that's nice with a nice pig. She said she didn't have no pigs, but really and truly she has all along. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little bitty 600-pound Yorkshire hogs.
Yeah,
look
what will happen to
you
America.
Your feet on them.
What's going to happen to America, Ion?
Two-thirds
are going to
die.
Thanks, Ion.
Two-thirds are going
to
die, Roxy.
Thanks,
Ion. Thank y'all. We'll do something Tuesday. We'll show up if y'all will.
All right. See you then. All right.
Thank you, Roy.
All right. Thanks, Ion.
Here we are.